Take a sticker, urges the woman from Ambush Firearms. We are giving away 2 free guns every day to people wearing them. What your correspondent would do with a semi-automatic rifle, let alone one that also comes in pink, was not obvious. Welcome to the annual convention of the National Rifle Association, the NRA, this year held in St. Louis, Missouri. It is a yearly celebration of freedom, the Second Amendment right to bear arms, and above all else, a festival of guns. 7 acres, to be precise, of guns and gear. Americans like firearms. According to a report from the Congressional Research Service, there were 294 million guns in the country in 2007, up from 192 million in 1994. More guns might be expected to mean more influence for the NRA, except that the number of households with guns has actually declined fairly consistently since 1973. The people who buy guns, it seems, are usually those who already own them. One probable cause of this decline is a shift to urban living. Moreover, safety-conscious Americans are increasingly aware that, statistically, a gun is a far greater risk to friends and family than it is of potential use in self-defense. Nonetheless, some Americans hang on to their weapons because they enjoy hunting or target practice, or live in places with too many wild animals or too few policemen. The right to gun ownership is enshrined in the Constitution and is regarded by many as an issue of civil liberty, something that Europeans struggle to understand. So even as outrage is sparked over shootings such as that of Trayvon Martin in Florida and former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in Arizona, there is little appetite for gun control legislation. Quite the opposite. Behind the march of pro-gun laws across America, such as Stand Your Ground ordinances that allow for the use of force in self-defense without any obligation to attempt to retreat first, now in effect in more than half the states, is the NRA and its lobbying arm, the mildly named Institute for Legislative Action. The NRA's influence on introducing legislation has been remarkable. The debate about guns is no longer over whether assault rifles ought to be banned, but over whether guns should be allowed in bars, churches, and colleges.